Legal interventions are a concrete approach to social determinants of health because the action leads to a quantifiable benefit that positively impacts health and healthcare. We have an acronym in this field. It's called IHELP, nice and cheery. And it distills all of law, really for clinicians, into five categories that map onto social determinants of health. So the I stands for income and insurance. Wealth is a huge predictor of health. And so ensuring access to legal programs that increase financial stability is critical, right? We have structured law in some ways that are designed to facilitate financial stability and that are designed to facilitate access to care. People often struggle to navigate those systems. The H stands for housing and utilities. If you think back fairly early in the pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control issued a moratorium on evictions, and they did this because, surprise, homelessness is bad for health, right? It's particularly bad at a time when we're trying to address a pandemic. But what the CDC kind of largely understood is that homelessness only happens as a result of regulated activity, right? It is a function of law. And so when you put that justice lens on a health problem, then you're able to take concrete actions like what the CDC did. Now, we could certainly debate whether their approach was the right one, but the bottom line that I mean for you to take away is that law can be structured to respond to something like a housing-related health concern, and that is a point to be leveraged, and that's the kind of work that MLP does. Right, we have other laws like that help us think through keeping the lights on, keeping clean water running, keeping walls mold-free, et cetera. These are all social determinants of health. It's what health policy is talking about. The E in IHELP stands for education and employment, depending on what population you're looking at, of course. Both of these have a bidirectional relationship with health. That's what the data tells us. Good health is necessary for success at school or at work, but without educational attainment, it is difficult to have the kind of job that gives you the financial resources and the insurance necessary to access medical care. It's also really hard to be a good patient without a solid education. And so, of course, these are highly regulated spaces, right? Lots of laws that are structured to help people access these spaces of opportunities and be successful there. MLP leverages that. The L stands for legal status. The idea is that the way that the government defines us does not always map onto the way that we define ourselves. When those don't match, studies tell us that it's harder to access the medical system, it's harder to access these spaces of opportunities, and we're actually at increased risk of disease, of illness, and even physical and sexual assault as a result. Finally, the P stands for personal and familial stability, and this is just a reminder of the importance of a stable home life and social network in living our best lives. You might think back to Cinderella. So what does this look like at the individual level? I have, hopefully, a video. I may need you to click on the play button.
Sure,
on the play. And this is just a clinical encounter.
Let's
just
see.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah. Which one up here?
Hi, Mrs. White.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dr. Brunton. You can just call me John.
Hi, John.
And your name?
Eliana.
Eliana, it's nice to meet you. So, I understand Eliana was in the hospital recently for her asthma.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about her asthma.
Well, she's had it ever since she was born. Her two little brothers have it, and I just feel like we've become regulars here.
How long ago was this stay in the hospital?
Just like a week and a half ago.
Okay. Didn't she have to go to the ICU?
This time she did.
Okay. So, serious. Has she ever been to the ICU before?
No.
Okay. What medicines does she take for her asthma at home?
I have to write those down because I can never remember them all. Flovet, Singulair, Zyrtec. How do you say that one?
That's Orpre. That's oral steroids. Usually take them right after a visit for asthma.
Okay. That, and then she uses an inhaler like all day long.
You think she uses it every day?
Definitely.
Have you ever seen a pulmonary specialist or an asthma specialist for her asthma?
She saw like a special lung doctor here.
A pulmonologist?
Yeah, I think that's what you call it.
Do you think that helped at all?
No. I mean, honestly, Honestly, I feel like we have tried everything. I feel like we've given her every medicine. I follow every direction you doctors give us, and nothing ever helps. I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm like at the point now where I feel like we should just move.
Why do you say that you need to move?
Like, our apartment is wet. Like, with all this rain we've had, the carpet feels damp. We have had a hole in our ceiling for over a year, and every time it rains, like, chunks come down, like, more of the ceiling, like, the hole gets bigger and bigger, and this black stuff is on the wall, and I scrub it off with bleach, and it doesn't come off. It just grows back.
And I assume you've talked to your landlord about that as well?
I've tried to. I call him, he comes out, he paints this stuff over it, so it paints over it, but the next time it rains, it just turns black again.
So I think that's something that we can definitely talk about. I did want to talk also about if you have any trouble keeping medicines for her at home or if you have a good supply at home.
Well, it's funny you should ask that. It was never been a problem, but I just got a letter yesterday from the welfare people saying that something's not right with her Medicaid and that it's ending on March 30th.
Okay. Have you been able to talk to anybody with the welfare folks?
Have you ever tried to call anybody down there? No, you can't get through to a live person down there.
The phone system's frustrating.
Yeah.